This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two unlikely groups are teaming up to register voters for the upcoming election in November. CPR's Tony Gorman has the details.
The cannabis company WANA and the League of Women Voters say they want to target young voters, so they set up a tent outside a dispensary in Edgewater. Before customers head inside, they're asked,
"Hello, would you register to vote?"
"I'm already registered."
"Good, glad to hear it."
WANA spokesperson Carla Rodriguez says turnout for young voters in midterm elections is low.
"And so we see this unique opportunity to connect and be that bridge between this younger demographic that has not been as engaged."
Young voters like Ben Holloway, who moved to Colorado from Kansas 2 years ago.
"Yeah, it was super easy. I just hadn't registered out in Colorado yet, and they timed it, so it was actually 4 minutes it took me."
WANA and the League of Women Voters plan to host more voter registration drives at other dispensaries in the area. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And if somebody wants an issue on the ballot this coming November, the deadline to submit signatures for ballot initiatives is today. One issue that could go to voters is whether grocery chains should be allowed to sell wine. CPR's Will Cornelius says grocers are selling this as an easy win for customers.
These chains, they want voters to imagine being able to go pick up a Chardonnay or a Pinot Noir when they're getting tonight's dinner. They're pitching this as increased customer convenience and giving the public what it wants.
The state is already verifying signatures for another liquor law initiative. This one would allow national chains to open as many locations as they want in Colorado. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 84 degrees and the high today is 85.